Welcome to the Clarion Hotel in Cork, where I've had the great opportunity to talk to the Chief Executive Officer, the CEO of Inhand Guides, Trevor Winkworth. Trevor, where have you been since I saw you last? Oh, and just before we start, 672 people had listened to the interview we did last, right? On Audioboo, right? So we have a decent audience for these interviews. So people are interested. Where have you been over the last few weeks?
Thanks, Paul. Cork, London, Shenzhen, Hong Kong, New York, Chicago, back to London and back to Cork.
In two weeks? Bloody hell. Okay, let's start off. When did you leave Cork on this two-week trip, and where were you going?
Monday, just over a fortnight ago, I headed to London, to the World Travel Market, which is the main opportunity where all the tourism bodies from literally around the world present themselves. It's attended by 20,000-30,000 people in Excel, and there you have pavilions, and in each pavilion you have the five continents, and in each of those you will have, for example, Dubai tourism, and they build enormous pavilions in which they present their country to the best.
And what was Inhand Guides in? Were you in any pavilion?
No, because we get lost at the back.
You're too small. But look, which pavilions did you visit?
Well, I went there for two reasons, and along with my co-director, Leo Callow. We were there to meet potential clients. We were also there because, I'll tell you in a second, we have people looking for us, which is a pleasant surprise. And they said, we'll see you at the World Travel Market. And we were also looking, just generally looking to see what's going on. So our particular interests were North America because of our office in New York, and the Middle East, where we see great potential for business growth.
How long did you spend at the World Travel Market?
Yeah, anybody can go on their website, WTM, 2 days. And there, the most interesting thing to come out of it was a company called Audio Connexus, who are a Canadian company in the business, more traditional. It looks pretty like we're going to do a partnership with them. And they will take our product on board. We're just talking through the terms of it. They're Canadian-based, and they will take our product for Canada, in particular Niagara Falls, where 15 million people visit it every year.
You mean Inhand Guides might get into Niagara Falls?
If these guys do what they're telling us, we will. And they're also looking at the West Coast, San Francisco and Hawaii.
Look, I was on Made of the Mist in Niagara Falls, right? I put on all the paraphernalia. Do you think Inhand Guides technology would survive that boat ride?
No.
Okay, look, we haven't got too much time, yeah. So we better move on. Where on earth did you go to after you left London?
After the World Travel Market, we head into Shenzhen, where we're looking into the where we've the manufacturing. And there I was looking at just some product updates. We're going to reshape the guide a little bit, and we're carrying out some further enhancements for launch in Q1 2011.
Where is Shenzhen?
Shenzhen is just inside Hong Kong. It's inside the border, and is a city of 8 million people, modern. And it was built by the Chinese to rival Hong Kong, but now they're all really part of each other. But they still maintain a border post. You leave Hong Kong and enter Shenzhen, the People's Republic of China.
And why is a guy from Cork, from Carrigaline, going to China? Tell us quickly.
To have our little devices manufactured. As we said before, we designed them in Cork, and we have them manufactured in China for worldwide distribution.
How long did you spend in Shenzhen?
3 days.
What are the Chinese like?
Fantastic people. Very open, very straightforward. Your word is your bond, and you do have to go and meet them and talk to them.
Do you mean you don't have to have things written down in writing? You just look someone in the eye and you agree something? Is that the way it's done?
That's the initial, and thereafter that you do have to have a contract. But the word is your bond, and also a bottle of Irish whiskey goes a long way as a gift.
Did you take Irish whiskey over there? And if so, what whiskey did you take?
Tyrconnell.
What?
Tyrconnell.
Never heard of it. Never drank it.
It's manufactured by in the Cooley Peninsula. It's one of the new brands. You have Tyrconnell, and you have the other brand escapes me, Kilbeggan.
Oh God, I'll be anyway.
It's a malt whiskey.
Oh really?
Yep, single malt.
Oh, we'll be beyond have the pot still out. Stuff and all that. Exactly. I know a guy in who... Anyway, we'll go on. So China, you're doing business development out there in China. And where did you go next?
The Big Apple, New York City, where we have an office. And there we were working with our partners, Twin America, the bus company, and also linking in with their partners for next year. We're talking to NYC.com, which is the main marketing group for New York tourism. They bring in 49 people to New York, and they're not like Falls Ireland. They're an actual business group. Their turnover as a business is $50 million. And wow. We're looking there to develop. We join them as a partner. It costs about $900 to join them. But then their business is to promote and develop the business of tourism in New York. But it's big business. $50 million with a high level of staffing, and we will look there to work with them, in particular when we have our newer wireless product during next year, to develop a wireless guide for NYC.com.
A wireless guide? Now that's actually, we'll come back to that on another occasion, right? That we're going wireless, because that's a big move, isn't it?
Technically, that's going to be, as the Americans call it, a game changer.
Okay, now look, how did you get from China to New York? What airline flew you across there? Or did you go by boat?
I swam, being a swimmer. What I wanted to do very quickly was I wanted to go one way, but the airlines wanted $6,000 for an economy one-way ticket going around the world. It cost me $1,500 to go London, Hong Kong, back to London, and then London onto New York. Isn't that crazy?
That's just bizarre.
That's the way they now do business. They all only want return trips. It would have been much more logical to go once around the world, but I couldn't justify another $4,500. So I went around the world, but did it in two parts. But I travelled the equivalent of around the world on this trip.
Okay, look, we're trying to get to the full story, right? So I know you went somewhere after New York. Where did you go?
Chicago, where we have... Looks like we have a new client, and we're linked up with the Go Express Group in Chicago, and more important, again, linked into what we're developing for next year, we are in discussions with the business group who manage the Magnificent Mile, which is one of the premier shopping streets. Well, it is the premier in Chicago and one of the most premier ones in North America. So we would hope, or the vision is to have a product which welcomes you to Chicago and promotes the Magnificent Mile and all the shops on the Magnificent Mile.
Do you mean you could walk down the Magnificent Mile and somebody could say to you, look, if you want to get a X, Y, or Z, keep going, it's, or whatever?
Yeah, Macy's, Bloomingdale's, Barnes & Noble, they're all on the Magnificent Mile. Sears, you have the Hancock Building. So the business group, to quote the CEO, said this is a no-brainer. We need to have this in next year. And what they're looking at doing is having one which is updated every quarter for their major festivals.
So tell me, when are you going to do one for Cork now, based on the experience of the Magnificent Mile? What about walking around the centre of Cork?
I'd love to do one for Cork, but the old nutmeg of who's going to pay for it?
Look, we'll come back to that. Look, you're in Chicago. How long did you spend in Chicago?
2 days.
At this stage, you must have been completely zonked.
It's like everything, the adrenaline drives you on. And I stayed in a lovely hotel, the Intercon. And a quick aside, on the 7th floor, the 12th floor of the Intercon is a 25-metre Art Deco swimming pool, which was built 90 years ago. And it's magnificent. Wow. It's worth going into the hotel even to see the swimming pool.
And you said you were a swimmer. Did you swim in it?
I did indeed. This is my favourite pool I've seen in any hotel around the world.
Actually, we could do that on the internet. We could have a little competition for best swimming pools in the world.
Very sad.
And look, how long did you spend in Chicago, and how on earth did you get back to Cork?
On a plane, direct back through London.
Any incidents on the airplane? We've had incidents on airplanes?
Thankfully not.
Okay, Trevor Winkworth, In-Hand Guides, CEO. Last word to you. What do you want to say to the audience?
Talk to you next time.
Okay, thanks very much, Trevor. Bye-bye.